He is the Norwood brand ambassador. I can't find the chief executive, Tim Myers. I think he might be hiding somewhere on a golf course. But this man's always available, Kevin Smiley Barrett. You are in Christchurch, Smiley, to watch Scott play footy tonight for the Crusaders against the Fijian Drua. You won't have seen Scott play for a while, Smiley.
No, I haven't actually. I was down here. Oh, crikey, last game. Can't remember which one it was, but no, it was a good 6 or 8 weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's had a few weeks off for poor tackle technique. I know he's been working on it. I'm sure he'll get it right. Are all three boys playing this weekend? The Crusaders are playing tonight. Hurricanes tomorrow afternoon, and game of the round, Bowden spearheading the Blues against the Brumbies in Canberra. Are all three playing?
Yes, they are, Jamie, yeah. Yep, all boys are on the paddock, so it'll be good to see them out there again this weekend, yeah.
Yep, game of the round, Blues versus Brumbies. We all know that any team going to Canberra always seems to battle. Even our good sides, the likes of the Crusaders, when they were at the top of their game, battled in Canberra.
Yeah, it's tough over there. I mean, the Brumbies, they like play, have their set-piece team and just slow it down and just play that sort of game. But the Hurricanes a week before found it tough there. They just made a few mistakes and just couldn't get into it and got on the back foot and the game was gone. And as Scotty said last week, they just wanted to keep the ball moving and just try and keep a high tempo, which they did, and they got past them. But yeah, it'll be interesting against the Blues. If the Blues get the big forward pack going, they'll be hard to wear down, you know. So it'll be a good game. But saying that, it can be tough over there. It's, you know, I don't know what the weather's like, but it can be just about as cold as Christchurch over there at night time sometimes, you know, snowing. But
mind you, is there a colder rugby ground in the world than Orange Theory Stadium? Are they still calling it that?
I don't know what. Yeah, it's just about as used as pass-by date, isn't it?
Yeah, but, well, we don't want them to get a flash stadium too early. It'll take the test matches away from us here in Dunedin. Well, you rug up warm for the footy tonight. Is the reason you're in Christchurch and able to take some time off the farm, I'm making the assumption, Smiley, that you've dried off on the Taranaki dairy farm?
Still milking a few late ones, actually. I mean, it's been a great season up here. I mean, autumn, we've had some good rain, and it's been pretty warm. I think it's just a cold front come through this morning. We flew out this morning there, and it was pretty rough, actually. Mini tornado come through there, but it's been a pretty good season, you know. So, yeah, wind those cows down probably next week, and, yeah, all in all, it's been a good year.
So it's going to be a very good payout year. What are you picking? What are your feelings? What's your gut feeling for next season?
Yeah, it's pretty positive. I mean, it has come off, backed off. We've probably seen the peak, Jamie, but even if it comes off 10%, you know, a payout in the mid-eights is still a good payout. But, you know, you know, the dollar has subsided a wee bit, so, I mean, that'll offset the drop. So it still looks good, but the unknowns out there are out of our control. I mean, always, like a farmer, you control what you can control, and that's in your back paddock. But, you know, offshore, who knows what's going to happen. There's obviously people need food to eat. We're in a good space here, but the costs that are going to impede our bottom line, which is unknown. So, in a way, we can farm, we can safeguard it out of just what we bring in the farm gate, you know, set ourselves up. But if we're relying on too much outside the farm gate, well, you know, that can really impact on our bottom line. So, yeah, it's just sort of taking a cautious approach, Jamie, and just not get be too reliant on the outside factors here.
Well, the other thing that's going to affect your bottom line is government regulation, and, you know, the budget, quite rightly, wasn't about farming. Some of the climate announcements or the emission reduction plan earlier in the week affected farming. But the big one for farming, Smiley, will be this Hiwaka Ekanoa consultation process and where agriculture sits in relation to the ETS. So I think that's going to be the biggie for farmers to watch out for at the end of this month. Look, you rug up warm in Christchurch tonight, and we look forward to seeing Scott Barrett on the paddock for maybe 80 minutes. How about that?
It'll be a good one up here. Oh, thanks, Jamie. Have a good day.